All right, for more on today's big movers, want to bring in Yahoo Finance's Inez Ferre live for us at the NASDAQ market site in Times Square. Inez, what are you watching today?
Alexis, I've been watching the retailer space today because we are seeing a mixed picture when we look at our retail chart after a Lowe's reported. Lowe's is up right now, up more than 3%. But you do have TJX that's down, that's falling after the company missed on sales and gross margins. Also, the company not providing full year earnings per share forecasts. So take a look right now on our Wi-Fi interactive board. You can see TJX is down more than 4%. You've also got Ross that's moving in sympathy. Ross Stores is moving in sympathy, down 3.5% after that TJX quarterly results. Meanwhile, we're watching Amazon down 1.5%. Consumer discretionary houses Amazon, and consumer discretionary is the worst performer among the sectors today. Among the best performer sectors, as you mentioned, energy. So we are watching the chart here of the energy stocks. Quite a bit of green that you're seeing here. I also want to mention what we're watching on an individual basis as far as some of these stocks are concerned with our Yahoo Finance trending ticker page. And we are watching Teladoc down more than 3%. Now, this stock has been vacillating between prices in the green and now in red territory. It was in the red after reporting its quarterly results yesterday. After the close, its net loss for the company narrowed significantly, but its adjusted EBITDA forecast for the current quarter missed Wall Street expectations. Keep in mind that this stock yesterday hit a 52-week low, and there have been some quite a bit of price target cuts from Wall Street analysts. But there's still 18 buys and 12 holds on this stock, zero sells. Then looking at Virgin Galactic, that stock is up today at more than 8% after the company reported its quarterly results, narrower than expected quarterly loss. And also Virgin Galactic on track for its commercial flights later this year, saying that demand has been strong. Year to date, though, the stock is still down 36%. Karina, Alexis?
Okay, Inez Ferre, thank you so much, and we'll see you back a little bit later on in the show.